The first coach in the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 0-2 overall and host Western Illinois on Saturday, an 11 a.m. kickoff to appear on ESPN News. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Scott.
Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Let's go right to questions, please.
All right, let's take questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Good morning, Fitz. We were talking to Cam Dickerson yesterday, and he said, you know, in those first two games, he feels like the team lost its edge and is trying to get it back. Can you talk about that a little bit, how it might have been lost and how you guys were trying to get it back?
Well, we lost two games. You know, I mean, that's how it was lost. You know, I think we went into training camp in a good place and, you know, dealt with some things. But, you know, not to be successful on the field, I think, you know, on Saturdays is how you lost it. And then, you know, how we're trying to get it back is just really driving our guys to improve on every rep and holding them accountable for the mental aspect of it, the physical aspect of it, and then playing the way we want the guys to play on every single rep. So just working hard together to improve and get better, and I think that's where we've been through five practices since the last time we played.
Excellent. Did you guys practice this morning, Ray?
Yeah, we're already done.
Okay. Anything you can tell us about Simeon? Is he okay?
He's great.
Excellent. Thanks.
Yep.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Seth Gordon with Chicago Sun-Times.
Hey, Fitz. Over the last couple of weeks, we've talked a lot about taking the temperature of the team in practice, but when it comes to game days, how quickly into the game do you know whether the team's got its A game or not?
Well, I think you just look at the first series of the game and see, you know, from a standpoint of where we're at from an execution standpoint. You know, I'm done, you know, kind of psychoanalyzing pregame warm-up. There's been some pregames that we've been unbelievable and gone out and played poorly, and then some terrible pregame warm-ups, and we go out and play great at the start. So, you know, usually after maybe the first couple of series, the first quarter, you get a good sense, but you know, this group's typically been pretty good. You know, and obviously our first 2 weeks we've not been, so we got a lot of work to do.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coaching, looking back a couple of weeks, Deontay Gibson had a couple of tackles for loss, a sack, and a forced fumble in your last game. Talk about his performance just looking back.
Yeah, he's played well. It was almost a big play in that game when he, gets a sack and then has the awareness, like we coach him up to do, to, especially when you're coming from the blind side, to attack the football, and the ball popped up right into the young man's arm. So he's playing at a pretty high level and doing a good job for us.
Your next question comes from line of Rusty Miller with Associated Press.
Hey, Pat, I just wondered, I know you haven't even started Big Ten play yet, but you have some knowledge from last year and the year before, years before. Who do you think is the best individual offensive player in the Big Ten?
Well, I think without playing a lot of Big Ten games, it's hard to make that kind of statement. I really have only studied, you know, one guy this year in particular, you know, on tape, just from a standpoint that we didn't play him a year ago, and that was Christian Hackenberg, and he's a really impressive young man. There's a lot of talented guys across the board, but you know, he was a guy that I've probably spent the most time in the offseason we had defensively, you know, taking a look at, just because we didn't play him last season.
Yep, thanks.
Yeah, you bet.
Your next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.
Hey, Pat, it's only been a few practices since you talked about trying to improve that toughness, but have you noticed any differences yet in the attitude of the players or anything like that?
Yeah, you know, Brian, I think their attitude has been fine in practice. It's more getting them, and I said this yesterday in my press conference, we're trying to get the guys that have been thrust into starting roles, especially offensively, that did not start camp as starters, thrusting them into getting more game experience by making practice as game-like and as completely and totally difficult as we possibly can. We've totally changed our structure to practice. We typically have given our guys some rest during the bye week, and we went 4 very hard practices a week ago. We went very hard this morning. We plan to go very hard again tomorrow and then Thursday. We've got to accelerate the growth of some of these guys, again, now that we've seen 2 games of them. And you know, what we did the previous 2 weeks as a staff. We kind of kept things status quo, and obviously the success offensively has been non-existent. So we've got to change some things up to, you know, if not anything else, shock the system and get guys more confident and get a more real-time game-like experiences in practice.
Great. Thanks.
Yeah, you bet, buddy.
Your next question comes from the line of Josh Moyer with ESPN.
Pat, you said losing made you lose your edge a little. Can you get some of that back versus an FCS team, or does that edge have to kind of come back going toe-to-toe with a Big Ten team or an FBS team?
Yeah, you know, I really don't think it has anything to do with who you play. I think it has everything to do with you, and it has a lot to do with, you know, in-the-moment opportunities. You know, at the end of the day, you know, it's the old chicken and the egg. What comes first, you know, confidence or success? And, you know, from a standpoint of young guys playing or first-time starters playing, again, I think we've always practiced very hard here. It's never been an issue. We've had some limitations at times because of injuries, but we haven't really changed our structure as dramatically as we have right now. So hopefully we'll see the fruits of that labor here this weekend and play our best game of the year. We're going to need it against a very talented Western team that I thought really challenged Wisconsin there in the first half a couple weeks ago.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is a follow-up from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Fitz, what do you recall from recruiting Zach Oliver?
Well, we had a long – Batesy and I had a long trip. We we drove from Zach. The biggest thing I remember is the trip from driving from Baton Rouge to Houston late at night after the home visits. But great family, you know, just a terrific young man from a great high school program. I mean, you know, Catholic is one of those that, you know, nationally recognized and great success. And, you know, to have – you know, him see, you know, things, you know, again, I don't want to speak for him, but, you know, to get a young man from Baton Rouge, you know, like Colin, to come up here and be a part of it is a great great job by Randy Bates, who recruits that area for us. And very good football down in that area, and obviously Zach's a great student, terrific family, and has been very patient. You know, I think other quarterbacks in his situation across the country typically transfer. He's been very patient and, you know, just waiting for his opportunity and his turn, and we're very thankful for that. We're very appreciative of it. And, his play there at the end of the game last week gave us, or 2 weeks ago, you know, could have given us an opportunity to win the game.
So who's the better recruiter between you and Stacy?
Me and my wife?
Yeah, didn't you say Stacy came with you?
No, Randy Bates.
Batesy, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
That would be a recruiting violation, brother.
Definitely. Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, we don't do that at Northwestern or in the Big Ten typically, so.
All right, Coach. We appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks. Go Cats.
Thank you.